Not Just Football with Cam Hayward is presented for the people by Caesars Sportsbook. You bet, you get with Caesars Rewards. Must be 21 or older.
Welcome back to another episode of Not Just Football. We have a special guest here at the softball game at the Washington Wild Things VIP suite. We have the leading MVP getter for the softball game.
So far, yeah. He has got the most votes. We only asked one person.
We only asked one person so far, but I guess that's more than a lot of people. Kenny P. Big Ken. What do you want to be called now?
Whatever you want, man.
Whatever I want.
You're the boss.
What if I called you Burger King Hands?
Why?
That's lame.
Just call him, call him MVP. Just call him MVP for the softball.
Give me that. Give me that marketing deal, and then you can call me that.
Ooh, okay. We need to work out that marketing deal
first.
You
reach out to them, and then we'll be good.
How about this? I really got to grill you first because I'm kind of mad at you. How did Connor get the invite to the wedding, and I didn't?
You know Connor's my guy, dude. Connor's my guy. He had a good time.
I'm your locker mate.
I know.
You skipped over me and invited my brother.
We go back. We go back to 17. I tried to get him to go to Pitt.
How did that
work? I didn't get you to go to Pitt.
Yeah, you didn't get him to go to Pitt either.
You've been here for 25 years already.
We got Doran Dickerson. You should have got him to play along.
With what?
Getting Connor to Pitt.
Oh, we tried everything. He didn't want to come.
The NIL money wasn't where it needed to be.
No, we didn't have it then.
You had it then. We knew you were getting paid.
17.
There's no reason you end up at Pitt other than you're getting paid.
Dude, I was a three-star. I was a nobody. Not a five. You were a five-star.
I was a four-star.
Close.
It's close.
Close.
How much did you get paid at Ohio State, though?
Yeah, that's the real question.
I mean, you were a part of the tattoo scandal, too, or on the team.
I was. Do you see a tattoo on me?
I don't know where your gold pants are. I just don't know what you got in return.
Charlotte Hayward is around here somewhere. She's got my gold pants.
You were a part of a scandal. Kenny was not. So just know that.
Kenny was part of a scandal.
It's turned on you.
What scandal? What scandal was Pitt in?
You don't remember when Kenny fake slid?
That was a scandal. That's not a scandal.
That was a scandal.
That's not a scandal.
Let's talk about this. How about you fake slide, and how do you feel about that?
I loved it at the time. I ran for a 60-yard touchdown. It was great.
We got any more of those coming up?
No, they're out. It's banned. Both levels.
How's it feel to know that you created that? You got the fake slide banned.
Sweet. It's definitely sweet. Yeah. It's sweet.
They changed the game because of you. Cool.
It's cool. It's cool.
Back to this wedding. I'm not done with this. Shrimp. Oysters. It was a mean setup.
Yeah, we had the works. It was awesome. It was
fun. I still didn't get the invite. I'm pissed.
I didn't get an invite to yours.
I didn't know you at the time. You were like 15.
Your brother knew me. I could have been your brother's plus one. Oh man.
You know what makes it even worse? Connor invited my other brother to his wedding.
He invited Craig?
No, he invited Corey.
Oh, really?
So they both went to the wedding, and I still didn't get invited.
Wait, Corey went to his wedding?
Yes.
Was he?
Yes.
I didn't see him, I don't think.
What?
I think you were a little busy. I don't think you saw everybody.
Yeah, I don't think I saw him, no.
I didn't know Corey went. Wow, that is kind of weird that you didn't go, but Corey did.
I'm not even my brother's first choice.
No, you weren't.
What was the song of the day? What was your slow dance song?
What was it?
He's looking over there at his wife right now.
Oh, no. Originally, it was going to be Bieber, and then it was her cousin did a song for us, and she sang it.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was cool.
With all the teammates there, who brought the worst gift?
Oh, we haven't even looked yet.
You haven't even gotten through the gifts?
No.
Who do you think brought the worst gift?
What did Connor get me?
that's who I was thinking. There's
Connor,
no way Connor got a good gift.
Yeah. Connor could definitely do a Target gift card for about $15.
Yeah. Give me a box of waters for camp or something.
Yeah. Barnes & Noble. You know, I could see him giving you a bookmark.
Yeah. Yeah, that would get zero use out of it.
So let's get off the wedding. Let's start talking about the season. Last year, Deontay had zero touchdowns. How do you change that?
You know, I think it's kind of like a both ways. Like, we're going to get him the ball. He's going to do his thing. I think it was kind of, you know, we had some bad luck. I mean, he was out of the end zone, like, he had one foot in and, like, I think two times. Like, it's just kind of, it was like one of those things. So I'm excited for him to have a big year. He's going to have a bounce back year. And I know he's putting a lot of work in.
Well, the word on the street is Matt Canada is not going to open up the playbook. So how do you feel about that?
Where did you get that from?
I don't know. 97 the fan, Doran Dickerson, you know, he's shouting it out. You know.
No, I think I'm excited with how the offense went this spring. So, yeah, it'll be a good year.
Yeah. Are you more into, you know, the jet sweeps and, you know, the pistol offense, or would you like to be more shotgun and under center?
I think, yeah, I mean, we do both. So I think it's good to have both, you know, being in the gun, being under center and working that stuff and adding play action to it. You know, you can get me on the move from both. So I think, you know, the versatility of it with what I can do and what the team around me can do, I think it's a good fit for us.
How do you feel about play action?
I love it. I mean, especially with Najee.
I know a lot of quarterbacks don't like that. They don't like having their backs turned to the defense at
all. Yeah, I mean, there's a give and take to it. If you have a really good, you know, run game, you can trust that the fake's going to do what it needs to do to set up everything else. But I don't think the run game's too good and those guys don't step up. That's where I could see it, you know, there being some problems. So I think, you know, coming off the spring and what we did, I'm excited to get to camp.
Last time we talked to you, Kenny, it was at the draft, and you didn't get to work with Allen Robinson yet. I've seen some videos of you guys working together. What's your first impression working with him, and how's that going?
Yeah, man, I love Allen. Allen shows up to work. He's a veteran guy. I love the leadership presence he has in the receiver room. I think he's going to help us out a ton this year, you know, in the slot and working.
Ghost there.
Working over the middle. So I think he was a huge get for us, and I'm glad he's on our team.
The new helmet. Everybody's been talking about it.
A lot more than I've been talking about it. I don't know, dude. I showed up, there's a new helmet in there, and they say it's the best one. I just wear it. I really don't give a shit. It doesn't matter to me.
So is it supposed to prevent more concussions?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's more protection, like in the back of my head. Like for quarterbacks, that's kind of, if you're getting hit, that's kind of, you know, the whiplash against the ground. So they said it's supposed to help, so I'm going to go with it.
Are you going to put that more on your offensive line? If I get hit, it's because of y'all? Or is
No. Football is football, man. But sometimes you can't prevent it.
Just blame it on Mason Cole.
No, Mason's the man.
I give Mason a hard time, but Mason's the guy. Is Mason the guy of all the communication? You know, I know years past we've had like a Marquise Pouncey, and he would, you know, communicate with everybody. Does Mason kind of talk from the group standpoint?
Yeah, I think Mason's definitely the leader of the room, and you know, it kind of branches out from him, you know, him being the center, with some of the mic points and stuff like that we're doing. And I mean, he's just another veteran guy that's played a lot of football, really, really smart, knows the game. I think he's one of the more underrated players on our team with how talented he is too. So you know, he's a guy that I love having up front.
Who is your hub of communication, you know, on the field and off the field?
In terms of
just football,
I'd say, I mean, usually it's like one of each position group, like Najee with the backs, Mason up front. Receivers, I kind of talk to everybody. You know, everyone, they kind of come to me on the sideline, and we talk about what we saw or what they saw, and that really helps me out. So the guys are good at communicating at what they saw. You know, some guys that I've played with before, like, oh man, I was wide open, and you look at the tape, and they're not wide open. So I think we have some good communication.
What do you do when a wide receiver says that? Like,
all right, man, I got you. I'll get you next time. Every single time.
How different has this offseason been compared to last?
Oh, night and day, man. I was training for the combine. I had the Senior Bowl. I had so many things going on and worried about where I was getting drafted. And, you know, this offseason, really getting a chance to just train on football and not the 40 and the 5'10 and all that stuff. So it's been a night and day difference. So yeah, by the time like it was done, like wrapping up, like I'm ready to get to the season.
Are you proud of your 40 time? Do you think it applies to every quarterback?
The 40? No, I don't think so. I mean, unless you're a 4.4 guy, 4.5 guy in the NFL, you know, everyone's really fast. So
what was your 40?
4.67.
That's pretty good. That's not bad. What was yours, Cam?
4.95.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. When he was going through, we were making fun of him for what his 40 would be and what his vert would be. His vert was higher than I thought it would be, though. Would you? Like 35-inch vert?
35 something
like
and a half.
Yeah, that's not right. Bad.
That's
not
good.
Bad.
That's really
bad.
Good.
Do the what was yours?
Did you lock your arm
what
in?
Was yours?
33.
Oh, wow. There you go.
Oh, a white man can't jump.
Oh, yeah, but he's faster than you, so.
Yeah. So we're playing basketball. I'm dunking on him, right?
I don't know about that.
Are you a basketball player?
I grew up playing. Yeah, I stopped in high school, though. Played baseball.
Wait, you stopped or they stopped you?
I stopped.
There is a difference.
Dude, I was like 5'5 my freshman year. I didn't think basketball was going to be my ticket. So it was either football or baseball.
What position in baseball?
Outfield.
Outfield?
Outfield.
Are you playing outfield today?
I think they got me at second. I should be at short, but
I was going to say second. The arm's too good to be at second. Maybe third.
Wasting me at second.
Maybe third.
They're wasting
you? Wasting me at the two bag. Yeah.
You don't need them at two. You need them at three.
What's your stats going to be today? Because we're going to make a clip of you and your stats. So I want you to be honest about this.
Yeah, I'll definitely hit one out. After that, I mean, I don't
know. So you're going to go 1 for 5.
That's no, what you're doing. No. One's getting out, and then I'll get on base.
So 2 for 5.
No, probably 4 or 5. If okay. I get it 5 times, I'll get on base 4 or 5 times.
Okay. Yeah. We're going to hold him to that.
I mean, what are you doing? What do you think you're doing in the game if you're going to force him to tell us his stats?
I'll go 3 for 5. I'll go 4 for 5.
Okay. What position are you at?
Probably first base.
Oh, you're my terrible gosh. That is
I was not terrible. No, terrible. I was not terrible.
Terrible.
I made a couple double plays. Team.
Double plays?
Double plays.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see you tonight, then.
We played catch in your yard earlier today. You should not be playing first.
I was that bad.
You just don't look comfortable.
I don't have to be comfortable. I just got to make the plays.
The ball's coming to you every play.
Man, y'all doubting me. Y'all are doubting me. let's talk about who's going to take the big step this year?
I'm going to go with you guys didn't really get a chance to see him last year, but Calvin Austin. I think he's a he's a guy that worked really hard this offseason, had a great spring. I was really happy with, you know, how he played and all he does for our team. So I think he's a guy that I'm really, really excited to get that opportunity to play with him.
What position do you see him playing? Is he more all over the field? Is he more of an X, Z?
He'll move around. He'll move around. I think we'll do a good job of using him in different areas and definitely putting him in positions, you know, at what he does best. You know, that's something that in the spring we kind of really formulated the offense to put guys in positions to succeed and put them in positions that what they do really well. So I think being able to move him around and use his speed and his talents, you know, he'll have a great year.
What are you going to do with these last couple weeks before camp?
Train. You got to train, man. You got to get ready to go. Yeah, so these past couple weeks I've been training hard, and, you know, I just want to be in condition. You know, physical conditioning precedes everything else, as you know, Coach Tom was saying. Shout out Coach T. So I'll be ready to go when July 26th comes around.
Have you been watching the new quarterback documentary?
I have. I thought it was
on
great.
Netflix?
Yeah, it was great.
Omaha Productions.
Nice shout plug. Out Peyton. Nice plug. Good plug.
Yeah,
good
so
plug.
Natural.
Good would plug. You would you ever do that? Would you ever give them access like that?
It's tough. I probably would at the end of the day, but
Kenny knowing, would give more access.
No, would he?
Yes. Maybe following him in the shower.
No, having a camera around you 24/7. Like that's what I'd have to figure out, like what the filming was like. Like I'm sure it wasn't 24/7. They'd be like, hey, we're coming to you on Tuesday, mm-hmm. and like the rest of the days are not. You know, something like that. Like it can't be 24/7 all day. You'd probably lose your mind. Mm-hmm. So,
I don't think this would ever happen. What would you do if you had to do Hard Knocks? How would you feel about it?
I wouldn't love it either, because you know how guys are when cameras are around. All of a sudden, everyone's a much louder human being, or they're doing stuff that they wouldn't do just because they see cameras, and it's just kind of human nature. If they see cameras, people do a little different things, but I think guys would kind of lose focus a little bit on what we're actually there to do, but it is what it is.
I have a guy in mind who would probably show out. Who's the guy you think that would show out for the Pittsburgh Steelers on Hard Knocks?
The fan favorite. For sure would be KZ, I think.
You think KZ?
Yeah, KZ's probably the funniest team I've ever had. I think he would be a fan favorite for sure.
I thought Christian Kuntz. You know, he's got the little party in the back.
Yeah.
He tries to act like he was the cool guy. Went to Duquesne. Nobody really messes with him.
He
thinks he's an athlete. He played basketball in high school.
He'd be a good one, too. Fan favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How bad would Connor be on that?
He would hate it. He would hide. He hates the camera. He hates cameras, dude. We were talking about that today. I forget what we were talking about, but he's like, yeah, I just kind of like sit in the back. He wouldn't want it. Yeah.
The few times we've interviewed him, he
doesn't
been,
love it.
It's been interesting.
He doesn't love it.
Yeah. Connor, the one time we had him, he was in his apartment. He had the AC on. It was blowing.
Couldn't hear him at all, and he looked like he just woke up from a nap.
His Wi-Fi was terrible.
Well, yeah, it was terrible. Right. Yeah, it was terrible.
Just shouldn't have done it at his place.
No. Should have done the facility.
All right. Well, you want to ask this last question?
What? The prom pose?
Yeah.
Whose idea was the prom pose?
Cam's. He came over to my shoot.
Bro, don't, no. You were like, Cam, come here. Yeah, Cam, come here.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? And he was like, do this. And I was like.
So it was you. It was you.
Why would you think I don't even look right doing that.
It was you.
I feel so uncomfortable. That was not me.
That was you.
Why would I call you over to do that and ask you to do that?
Kenny, let's be honest.
Let's be honest.
You want me closer all the time because we're locker mates.
You're locker mates. Is that gonna? That's still happening. Like he doesn't get to get away from you at all.
I have to instill some wisdom to him.
So it's him and Connor right next to you too, right?
Yes, and hearing their conversations are golden.
There's a serious age gap between you guys. There's a generational gap. There's a bit of a gap. Yeah. You're like the grandpa of that group. So
it's funny to hear Connor complain, and then you hear Kenny is like. Yeah, Connor was fine today. I'm like, that's not what Connor told me.
He's got a big Cam coming up. He's gonna be running a lot. I already told him. You better get ready. He's gonna be moving around, playing some different positions. So I'm excited for him.
Do you look at him as more of a guy who can be the second tight end, the third tight end, the fullback, the H-back? How do you use a guy like that?
Yeah, I mean, he's just a football player, so anything you ask him to do, he's just good at it, like, naturally. There were some plays this year that he kind of just did on his own, and, like, we naturally were thinking the same thing together and we're in sync on things that we should have been doing, but, you know, it was just playing football. I think he'll be, like, a third back type. He'll be, like, second tight end. He could be a wide receiver, whatever we need him to do. So I think he fits all the different personnel groups that we do. He's just got to make sure that he can take all the snaps and make sure he's in there at 100%. So that's the challenge for him.
I just thought about this, and I want you to share this story. We were down in Atlanta, and obviously me and Connor, it was a big moment for us getting the chance to play in front of a lot of friends and family where my dad played. Tell our viewers what you shared with Connor before the game.
In the tunnel?
Yeah.
Yeah. We usually, if you look, like, we're always kind of together in the tunnel before we go out. It kind of started every, like, our first preseason game. Like, we were always, like, just kind of chilling together, and that's kind of, like, who I always am with in the tunnel. But I kind of just looked at him. I was like, you know, we're going to get one for your pops today. And he ended up going out and having his first touchdown. And, you know, he had a hell of a game. So that was really special for him and you as well, I know, and your whole family. So yeah. That was cool. And we're back down there again this preseason, right?
Yeah.
Got you crying.
No more tears.
Had you crying on the sidelines. Yeah, man.
Bro, I wasn't ready for the moment.
You were crying like a baby.
And I thought I was good.
No, you were.
I was like.
You were toast.
Because I saw the camera. I was like, they didn't get me. I was good.
No, they got you.
They got me.
They got you good. Yeah, they did.
I'm an ugly crier. I just realized.
You are. Yep. You are.
You had a good one in Cleveland, too. The Cleveland mic'd up was cool. That last drive, we went down there, he had that big catch, and we almost had him in the back of the end zone.
Yeah, he's got to finish that.
You become a fanboy when Connor starts making plays. It's weird.
You're a fanboy too. Your brother's playing baseball.
I'm always a fan, but you try to act like you're a neutral on this, but you can't help it.
He tries to play cool,
yeah. But he can't.
I play cool in front of him. I don't really tell him like good job. It's
just nice.
Get your
nice.
Yeah. Don't support
maybe
your brother.
Maybe he needs to hear good job. Nice. Maybe he needs to hear that.
Nah, I'll let him know when he does good, but he doesn't need to hear it before.
Okay.
That's how I treat all my teammates, right?
Pretty much.
Wow, really?
Pretty much.
Not a compliment guy, huh?
Yeah, no. More smack in the head guy. No. You're like, he's like, it's like a good
smack
job.
In the head?
A good job, like hit on the helmet. Yeah, when I come off the field, if I score a touchdown, you hit me on the helmet. It's like I got punched.
No, you're already concussed, so it wasn't me hitting you in the first place. But Kenny, I gotta say thank you for coming on. You know, this is his third time.
Kenny is the most frequent guest we've had. Leading. So he's pretty much the quarterback of the show.
So when he hits five, do we have to get him like a robe or something?
I would think you owe him something pretty nice.
Yeah, nice gift.
Yeah, good gift.
Nice gift.
Yeah.
Nice gift.
Maybe a watch. Need? I don't know.
Maybe a wedding present.
Yeah. Ooh. Well, you need to be invited to get that. So I would say that. So,
shots fired. Yeah.
That's why I would invite Cam. Fired. Cam is a good gift giver. So I would have invited Cam and hope he didn't show up and just give me the gift.
He missed my birthday.
Oh.
I missed your birthday?
Wow. Go to my birthday.
Wow.
Okay, then you take my kids to baseball.
I could coach baseball.
I don't believe that.
I could coach baseball.
Okay, speaking of gifts, we're going to wrap this up pretty soon. We have a MVP and an LVP. Who's going to be the MVP and you can't say yourself?
There's this guy on the other team. They got him as Jim the Ringer Madera. He's my best friend from college. And I'm going to give him the MVP honors if I can't do myself. So he's got some big shoes to fill. And I'm really excited to put the pressure on him tonight and see how he does. And then the LVP.
Yeah.
I gotta look at the roster.
You know who it's gonna be.
It's you.
I would hate it to be Cam.
It's Cam or Connor.
I would hate it to be Cam. Connor can play.
Okay, I saw Connor swing a golf club.
In the field, probably not great, but Connor will hit the ball.
Connor was terrible last year. I will pull up old photos.
Dude, the still shots of you is scary.
The still shots are fine. Relax.
Cam's the LVP.
Yeah, for sure.
Cam's the LVP.
He bought the trophy thinking he was gonna give it to somebody, but I was like, just keep it.
Bro, you're gonna get the trophy. Just watch.
We'll see.
Why did this game turn into the Steelers versus their friends?
I like it, though.
That's really what it is. Steelers versus the friends. That's really what it is.
I like it. I'm cool. Very good.
We're going to smash the friends.
Yeah, just like last year. We'll
Team
get
world.
We'll get them.
Yeah. We'll get it. All right, well, I want to say thank you to Kenny for coming up. Big Ken, appreciate you doing this. We'll talk to you later, buddy.
Appreciate it, guys.
Thanks, Kenny. Tickets to the game, merch, meals at iconic restaurants, stays at Caesar's Palace. All this can be yours when you bet with Caesar's Sportsbook. Win or lose, every bet earns reward credits, which you can redeem across the empire. Now, if you haven't started yet, register using code OMAHAFULL and then place your first bet. Up to $1,250. If you win, great. You keep those winnings. But if you lose, you'll get your stake back as a bonus bet.
21 and over only. Offer must be valid, must be physically present in Arizona, Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Louisiana, Massachusetts, Maryland, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, and Wyoming only. New users and first $10 wage only. Must register with eligible promo code. Bet amount or qualifying wager return only if wager is settled as a loss. Maximum bonus bet $1,250. Bonus bet expires 14 days after receipt. Tier credits and reward credits will be added to account within 7 days after qualifying wager settles. See Caesars.com/promos for full terms. Void where prohibited. Know when to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Colorado, Wyoming, Kansas, affiliated with the Kansas Crossing Casino, call 1-800-522-4700. Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. Louisiana, call 1-877-770-STOP. Licensed to the Horseshoe Bossier City and Harrah's, New Orleans. Massachusetts, if you or a loved one is experiencing problems with gambling, please call 1-800-327-5050. Or visit gamblinghelplinema.org for 24/7 support. Michigan, call 1-800-270-7117. Illinois, Maryland, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Ohio, Pennsylvania, affiliated with Harrah's Philadelphia. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER. That's 1-800-426-2537. Or West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. New York, call 877-8 Hope NY or text Hope NY 467-369.
We are here at the softball game with the Washington Wild Things, and we have a special guest, our first guest, our very first guest.
Yep.
Can you believe that? It's been a year.
Episode one.
Or not a year, but.
But yeah. I mean, yeah.
We're going back in time.
Yeah.
You know, I should have them announce me to the ring. That should be part of my intro.
Yes.
First guest.
Yes.
First guest.
The first not just football
first
guest.
Guest. Yeah. The dentist. Of AEW, of all wrestling.
That's it.
Herself.
Rolls off the tongue.
It does.
Britt Baker.
Doctor.
Doctor.
Yeah.
DMD. I did it.
You did
all right?
It. You did it. It was perfect.
Okay. Don't beat me up. Thank you for coming on.
Let me move closer.
There you go.
You're yelling at me here. No, thank you so much for having me. I was so pumped to do this again.
Thank you for coming on. You've blown up since the last time we talked to you about.
I try, you know, we're trying.
She's on the cover of, like, Penn State or Magazine now, AEW video game.
I've been trying, making moves. So it's exciting. We're going to actually do our first wrestling AEW show at Penn State this year at the Bryce Jordan Center. And it's like they made that announcement the exact same time that I was on the cover of Penn State. And I was like, I could not have planned that, even if I tried. It was perfect.
Well, I hate to offend all Penn State fans, but there's not going to be a lot of fans there.
Stop. Jeez. Stop. Enough.
Is it going to be a whiteout?
It's not the first Penn, not only Penn State we're talking to today, too, so you better be careful.
Oh, I'm sounding them all out.
Yeah, you better be careful.
Who else?
Don't worry about it.
Oh, I'm going to be sneaking up here. Who's in here?
Yeah, we got some more Penn State people, but we don't like them that much, right?
Yeah, no. We're other Big Ten school guys.
Yeah, so the AEW video game, how do you feel about that?
It's surreal to see yourself in a video game. That's something you never even dream of. And like I said, I was very much a Nintendo 64, PlayStation 2 gamer. After that, I kind of retired from video games. of course, I had to bust it back out to play around with us for a little bit. Just, and it's so much fun. It's so cool. It's the first game for AEW, so to be on the cover, that's like history. That's something no one can ever take away from you.
Yeah. You know, all of us complain about, like, the Madden ratings. I'm a big proponent of complaining about it because they're always wrong. Are you happy with your rating?
Yeah, I can't even remember what it is, but I specifically was told by a couple of fans that, like, oh, your rating's really good. So unless they lied to me, I'm happy with it.
No. Are you the top wrestler?
I should
Women's
be.
Wrestler or wrestler, period?
Both. I can't like imagine. That. I can't imagine I'm not.
There you go. are you doing, like, intergender fights?
Yeah, you can wrestle the guy. You can do, like, weapons matches, and there's blood and all kinds of crazy stuff.
Oh, I don't know if I'm ready for
that. Yeah, I don't know. That seems like a lot. Well, and she's the bloody one. Remember, the first time we talked to her, our producer showed us a picture of you covered in blood. Right. So that seems to be right up your alley.
Well, unfortunately. Yeah. It happens more than I would like to. I actually got busted my nose again a few months after that and broke my nose again and had it was another bloody mess. It comes to me. The blood just...
So it's not one of those things where they're, like, cutting you to, like...
Sometimes. Oh, okay. But when you... A busted nose, no. Okay. Unfortunately.
Was that on purpose? Like,
No. And it was actually, I was completely healed up from the nose surgery from the first time I busted my nose and then broke it again. I was like, oh, no.
So I know it's like a dance, too, with wrestling. Mm-hmm. So, like, are you pissed at the wrestler you're going against most of the time when it happens?
So when injuries happen, sometimes yes, sometimes no, because there's so many things that can go wrong, and most of the time, 98% of the time, they don't, because wrestling is inches away from being like a career-ending injury if something's mistimed or miscalculated. So most of the time, if it's an honest mistake or a timing issue or something, like you can't be mad about that. But if someone's getting wild and crazy and shooting in the ring, then yeah, I'm gonna be ticked off.
Is that Thunder Rosa?
Hey, you said it, not me.
Oh
wow, that sounds like it was.
You want to give us a little promo right here? Shout her out?
No. I've actually, I will say in AEW, I can't say that I've ever had a moment in the ring where I was like, I'm gonna mess this person up. Because for the most part, we have a really professional locker room, which I'm very thankful for. And my differences, set our differences aside, I don't like Thunder Rosa, but she's still a good wrestler. I got to give that to her.
Yeah. Do you like the new format with the Collision and... What's the other name of the other group?
Dynamite.
Do you like it broken up that way?
So it's awesome because it gives more people TV time.
Right.
We have such a huge roster. We have the best wrestlers in the world, but there's like 20 of them. We have so many. So it's great to give people a split, like more TV time. It's definitely, for us, we're still getting used to it because we don't know what show we're going to be on yet that week. It's not like a hard brand split. It's not like a Raw, SmackDown type thing yet. I don't know what the plan for that, if that's going to be in the future. But, I mean, it's awesome because we've only been on TV for three or four years now, and we already have three TV shows. Like, the network wanted another show, so that's awesome.
So AEW's doing well. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I got to ask you about this. I feel bad. The Hart Cup this year. How do you feel about it, not being able to be in the championship? Finals.
Yeah, so I won last year.
You did.
I won. And I was the first ever Owen Hart Cup winner, so you can never take that away from me in the history books. To say I'm a little disappointed and, like, maybe slightly embarrassed that I lost the first round, I can say it. I can own up to that.
Absolutely.
Isn't the girl you lost to in the finals, though?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, defending champ out in the first round, too, has got to sting.
She's dirty?
She plays dirty. It's
okay.
So you shouldn't have lost.
It's a messy win.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. If she's proud of that, then okay. Okay. Then she can go to sleep clean at night. All right, whatever, Ruby.
I want to ask you, Cam has been tweeting a lot. He's trying to become the NFL heel. Can you please give him some tips on what he can do to become better at it? Because every chance he gets, anything negative about him, he's got to go tweet about it.
Yeah.
Like Madden ratings are going to be that next. But what can he do to become a better heel?
Or ESPN rankings.
Well, that too. Ninth. Oh, the ninth best defensive tackle in the league, by the way, right here. So
get out of here.
So Twitter is very, like, they pick the weirdest things to stick onto, like, whether it's good or bad.
Yeah.
When it's something bad, they're so passionate. You got to go all in on it. You got to stick to it and don't give up. Twitter can be mean. Like, they're very mean and hurtful. And as a heel, you can't let that get to you. You got to keep going. Keep getting, because you want them to hate you. You want to be
They hate us because they ain't us, right?
That's it. That's all it is. Yeah.
Okay. So what do I need to be a heel? What's my first step in growing the heel role?
You have to be comfortable.
Like, give me something I can say right now that's going to upset the world right now.
Like, you could say, there is no way that Penn State University is not national champions this year. The world would be mad.
I don't think anybody cares about that, first of all. They would be so mad. Okay, Penn
State. But it has to be something you're very passionate about and you feel really strongly about, because that's when you're true. That's when the fire comes out.
So it would be like someone saying you're not a good dentist.
Yeah, that's perfect.
I mean, you could basically say there's not 9 better defensive tackles than you.
But that's true. I know.
There's not 8 better than me. There's not 7. There's not 6. There's not 5. There's not 4. There's not 3. There's not 2. There's not 1. How about that?
There you go.
That's perfect. Because it has to be something that you know in your heart you're right about. No, even if you're wrong, if you think you're right, then you're right. That's what you got to put out there.
So what would someone say to get under your skin right now? Like, what would be that one moment you'd be like, I have to fight this girl right now?
In wrestling or in life?
Both.
So right now, just because I don't have the title and I'm in the Owen Hart Cup, if you tell me that, like, my time's up, that I'm washed up, that I peaked, that really, really makes me mad. Makes me fired up, because you don't know what's going on, what's coming up. Just and that's part of the magic of professional wrestling. You're not supposed to know.
Right.
So just shut up. Let me be me, a DMD. That's like it's coming.
How do you feel about Penn State's chances this year?
I feel great. I feel strongly.
I'm just going to get her pissed off by the end of this, right?
Just keep taking Penn State jabs. Just keep taking Penn State jabs. I think that's working, though. We could see it working.
It's starting to boil.
It's starting to get,
We were going to talk about the softball game a little bit more to see how good you were going to hit today, but I don't know. This Penn State stuff might take off.
It's the same thing when when we go to Cleveland for AEW. I wear all Steelers stuff.
You have to.
I do.
And who wants to wear Cleveland stuff?
Oh, I have with terrible towel, everything. They boo me. Louder than any city in the world, Cleveland.
So when you go to Baltimore and Cincinnati, do you do the same as well?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Yep. So it's all Steelers stuff. Yep. Nice.
I wear all the Steelers gear.
How does Tony Khan feel about the Steelers stuff down in Jacksonville, though?
He's actually cool with it. He knows that that's my team, and he's very supportive of that. Yeah. But when I go to because I live in Orlando, when I go to the Jags game, I'm not allowed to wear Steelers stuff. You got to be respectful.
Have you been to Jags Steelers yet?
Yes.
How was that? Did you sit with him?
I was in the suite, the owner's suite.
Oh, yeah. And you can't wear any Steelers stuff?
I got to be respectful.
Wow.
When was the last time we played them?
It was preseason last year.
Oh, preseason.
But then the year before, it was the year before.
It was the year before. We won, right?
Yeah, this year's in Pittsburgh.
It's got to be in Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm.
Will you be going to that one with them? I hope so.
Yeah. If we have like a pay-per-view or something, then I couldn't. But I'm hoping Tony like calculates that, right? He's got the power on that one. Mm-hmm. So.
You bring up pay-per-views. We got to talk Forbidden Door. Who do you want to see?
Forbidden Door already happened.
But I'm talking about the next one.
Oh, the next one?
Next one. Who's the one wrestler that Britt Baker wants to see?
So there's a very famous female wrestler who used to go by the name Sasha Banks. Now she's Mercedes Moné, and she is on the circuit. She got injured right now, but once she heals up, I think pretty much anyone and everyone wants to see her in some capacity all over the wrestling scene, not just because she's not in WWE anymore, so she can be wherever she wants. She's in New Japan right now, but she's not exclusive to them.
Okay.
So just to see somebody of that caliber just going out there and doing everything on her own without the machine behind her and still succeeding, it's really cool.
What's your dream match? Like, if you could pick one wrestler, old, new, you name it, who does Britt Baker want to see in that ring?
Yeah, my answer changes for this all the time. But just because it was so important to me when I was training, there's the group called the Four Horsewomen of WWE, and it was Becky Lynch, Bayley, Sasha Banks, and Charlotte Flair. Mm-hmm. that's who I watched and studied nonstop when I was training, and they really like laid the groundwork for the style of women's wrestling that you see now. And I mean, granted, there was tons of work done before them by the women that came before them, but for me specifically in my generation, that's who we watched, and that's who I felt really had a big impact. So any one of those girls, I'm gonna say Bayley today because I'm a big Bayley fan, but there's such a level of respect there too. But now it's also cool because that's my competition too, yeah, on the other side, and it's cool when you get to that level.
Yeah, is she on your level?
She's good. She's good.
That's nice. She didn't go full heel there. She could have went. You set her up.
I wanted the heel turn. Yeah, I wanted. Yeah, she's not on my level. She's not even there yet.
Yeah, no. Bayley is definitely one of the best in the world. I can't.
Well, there's a respect there clearly. So that's why I can tell. Yeah, we can tell.
Cool. I want to ask one more thing about like your dream matches. What's the stipulation for you that stands out that you have to do for your dream match?
Ooh, a stip match. So the match that really put me on the map was a lights out, no DQ, anything goes match. So maybe end it on that, where go full circle where we started. I will say I've never had a just straight up ladder match. I've been thrown onto ladders, but I never had to like climb the ladder and get the briefcase or there the chip or the ring or whatever, you know, whatever you're trying to get. That is terrifying to me because I'm afraid of heights. But I feel like that's like I have to have a ladder match before I retire, right?
Yeah. You're scared of heights?
Yeah.
Where does that come from?
I don't know.
I feel like if you're a wrestler, you can't be scared. Well, you
always like, feels like you're always flying in the air at some point.
Yeah.
So
I don't mind. If someone like throws me off something high or pushes me, like that's fine. But I, like me actually being the one to do the work, that really is terrifying to me. Because then you're thinking about everything. Like, oh, don't fall, don't lean back, don't do this, don't do that. It's a lot to think about.
It's a lot to think about. Yeah, you think a lot when you're out there. I like how you like you set up every scene. I feel like I always catch you looking at the screen or something. Like, talk about just how you prepare those moments to like really maximize the on-screen time.
So actually, during the pandemic, when we had no fans in the crowd, we were at doing our shows at Daly's Place, which is in where the Jaguars play. It's the amphitheater there. And we had so much time to be able to work with production. And I really studied like just the camera cuts and where, like specifically where the different cameramen post up and like what's their zones and their areas and what that looks like on camera. I literally would go in the truck and look. Mm-hmm. And that's just something that it's what I like in wrestling. Like, I like when somebody has a moment with, like, a crazy smile or mm-hmm. they're mean mugging or something to the camera. So that's something that I wanted to try to emulate. And then I just really stuck with that. And it's something that I always think of in the back of my head when I'm wrestling.
Projection for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
I think they're going to be good. You don't think?
They're going to be good.
I don't care.
They ended the year good last year.
Yeah. I mean,
but she doesn't even care about that. Give us a projection on your team, the Pittsburgh Steelers. How does this year go for them?
I think I got it right last year, didn't I?
You were. She was right around the win total. She was. I don't remember the exact.
You
but
were
I think,
mad at me.
Yeah.
You get this right this time, okay? Like, don't mess this up.
Okay. Let's go, what, 15?
15-2?
Yeah.
Man, that's really generous. As much as I love the Steelers, 52 is a lot. That's pretty good.
So pumped. I think, as a fan, like the draft, this was a great draft. I'm really excited. I think a lot of people are. And I don't know. I'm ready. I think Kenny's ready.
Yeah.
Defense is freaking solid as ever. I'm pumped.
Favorite draft pick you like this year?
Who do you think? I'll give you one guess.
No, I want to hear it from you.
Joey Porter Jr.
Of course, a Penn State.
Because Joey Porter played for Pittsburgh, not because he went to Penn State, though, right? That's
right.
Yeah, that's why. Right.
So, is there a lot of AEW wrestlers that you know have favorite teams?
Oh yeah.
Who's the closet NFL football fan?
Jericho's a big fan.
Is he?
Yeah.
Who's his team?
So it was the Vikings, but he He's kind of
the Vikings
Jaguars guy now.
Oh wow, Tony Khan really put it on him, didn't he?
He must have.
I mean, if you're sitting in the owner's suite, though, I kind of understand how you could get swept off your feet.
You're saying she's gonna?
I'm worried. I mean, I'm worried. I mean, I don't know.
That's the heel turn.
Yeah, that would be bad. That would be.
Yeah. Yeah.
Imagine.
Yeah.
Imagine. Wow. No, I won't. I won't do that ever. You have my word. My word. My promise.
Okay, so we said Steelers are going to go 15-2. Penn State's going to go what? Are they making a bowl game?
I think they're really going to be in it this year.
In it for what?
So,
are they making the new college playoff?
It's not expanded yet.
Not yet, because they would need that, right? Because they wouldn't be in the top four.
I mean, they're not even the top three in their division. I mean, their own division. They're third at best.
No. So I listen.
Ohio State, I don't even want to say that. And
Michigan.
Yeah, I'm a Michigan fan.
State or Michigan?
The University of Michigan, not state. Oh. Yeah, not state. No way.
Little brother state.
Yeah, so. Little brother state. So, but oh, wow. Yeah, but it's been a nice 2 years. He's not been able to say anything. He had the first 18. The last 18. The last 2 years have been really fun for me.
Oh, you're a little brother.
Yeah.
I thought you said, oh, yeah.
But Michigan also calls Michigan State little brother, too. So it was kind of funny. It worked. So
I actually went to the Rose Bowl last year.
Oh, did you?
Watch Penn State win. Yeah.
That's a beautiful place. Well, how was Pasadena? Did you like it, like stadium?
It was beautiful until it just poured and rained. The last, 10 minutes. I was like, we can't leave. We got to stay.
Bringing the weather from the Midwest.
Yeah, I went to the one Rose Bowl that actually had rain. Every time you see that game, it looks beautiful, and you got to the rain game. Yep. Nice.
But it was cool, and I've always wanted to go to the Rose Bowl. I've never been. This was just the perfect time. I took my family. So it was cool.
What's the best game you've ever been to?
Penn State?
Or just in general?
Okay, this just you're going to be mad.
Oh, she's setting us up.
You're going to be mad at me. Just as it's so fresh in my mind, I was at the Jags playoff game last year where they were down the Chargers and Trevor threw four touchdowns in the last. That was amazing.
I'm
telling you, that was to be in, and I was in the suite too, and it was like the vibe was everyone was crushed, depressed, and then that last quarter it was really, really cool. That's a good one. That's in my mind right now. I'll think of another one to redeem myself.
I'll let you think on that, but I have a story along with that. Okay. I was doing NFL Network that week, and they have this segment where everybody picks who they think is going to win. And if one guy chooses differently than everybody, they have to howl like a...
I saw this.
Like a wolf. And so...
Oh. It was bad.
Well, it was not good.
Yeah, that was bad.
Wait, hold on. We're going to get there. Let me set it. Let me be a storyteller for a chance. And so I'm all confused. I'm like, not everybody's going to pick, the Jaguars to win. So I chose the Chargers thinking somebody else is going to choose the Chargers. So I started looking down and nobody's choosing the Chargers. And they're like, get ready to howl if you right after this. And so... I gave a good howl. I thought it was good. And I felt so confident at first, too, because,
it wasn't good.
You know,
it was bad.
It was up. We were up Chargers were up 21
points?
Yeah,
it was 27, I thought. It was 27. It was 27. It was crazy.
And I was like, it was the end of the first half, and they had a chance to score more. And I was like, if they do this, they're going to end up winning the game. When they didn't score, I was like, oh, shoot, this might get interesting quick. And I ended up being wrong and making a fool out of myself instead of being the genius of the group. Mm-hmm. So it happened.
Yeah, the howl was not good though.
It was straight.
Not your best work.
Oh!
That was better than what you did.
Don't act like that's what you did.
They made you redo it. They made you redo it, I think, right?
No, they just wanted to hear it again because it was like that.
Play the clip and show everybody how bad it is,
for sure. That was not your best work. You don't want to do that.
Whatever. You got any more stories with any big games?
I was thinking about the howl.
Well, you do have a big match coming up. You told us pre-show that I think she can talk about, right?
Yes. Well, so, I don't have the match. The matches aren't set.
You'll be wrestling.
We'll be wrestling at Wembley Arena in London, which is iconic. I actually went to Wembley last year when the Jags played the Broncos. Mm. And that was the first time there, and it was the coolest thing ever. But we actually, for AEW, have already sold 75,000 tickets. Not a single match announced yet.
Will that be the biggest venue you've been in? Who do you think is going to be the MVP of the night for the softball game?
I think Kenny Pickett. I saw him slugging last year.
Oh, my gosh.
He hit some home runs.
You don't have to suck up to the quarterback. That's all anybody ever does.
I saw it last year. I saw it.
You saw it?
Yeah.
Didn't he win the home run derby last year?
It was between him and Mitch last year. They were going back and forth. That was a drama waiting to happen, right?
Was it? Nice.
Who's going to be the worst player today?
Well,
I mean,
I don't know.
You can be honest.
Let's go with Jersey Jerry. No, he's actually good.
Listen.
He's actually a great player.
He hit a home run. He said in the locker room he hit a home run last year.
He did. So, no, I was shocked.
When did he hit a home run?
I think he posted it. He posted on Twitter, too.
That was when everybody was off the field.
He still hit one over. Did you hit one over the fence last year?
No.
He didn't hit one over the fence.
You're going to be the worst player.
I'm not going to.
Yeah, you're going to be MVP.
I'm definitely not.
Yeah, you are.
I'm definitely not.
Yeah, you
don't
are.
Don't do that.
Yeah, you are.
You know he's playing tonight, too.
Yeah, I somehow got in the game. I don't know, but I'm okay playing because I know he's going to be the worst. I saw still shots of your swing last year, and it was – I'm just glad you didn't get
hurt. Wasn't that bad? Be honest.
I have the worst swing, so I can't judge. So I'm going to say you did great. You did awesome.
See?
I don't think he did great. We'll see. Just remember that after this, all right?
Who do you think is going to be MVP? You can't say yourself.
Oh, I'm not doing that then. I know it's me.
Okay.
All right. Well, that is another episode of Not Just Football. I want to say thank you to Britt, DMD, for getting it done today. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Britt. Thank you.
Welcome to the wrap-up show of the Not Just Football podcast. We had a great turnout today, and now we have a special guest, Aditi Kinkabala. Did I say that right?
Kinkabala.
Kinkabala.
Yeah.
Bwala.
You know, but I've spent a good 15 years being like, why can't I just be Aditi? Like, there's Madonna, there's Beyonce, and there's
Is there any other Aditis out there?
I mean, there are a lot of Aditis, but like,
is there any famous Aditis?
That would be obnoxious if I said no.
That's like me saying there's other Cams out there. Oh, there's Cam Newton. Who?
Yeah.
Cam Jordan. Who?
But your name is a tad more common than hers. So that's the thing.
Why do you think that?
Because you just named five guys that played in the NFL named Cam, and you can't name one person famous as Aditi.
You want to tell some stories? Let's talk about Aditi playing softball last year because she thought she was going to get on base, and she didn't.
Because Cam Hayward is such a competitive, unfriendly, like you would run over your own mother if you needed to.
1,000%.
I agree with that.
1,000%.
Okay, so just so everybody knows, Kenny Pickett tried to do me a solid a year ago.
And look how well that's doing for him.
I mean, Kenny is going to be the best thing that happened to Pittsburgh in a very long time.
But would it be bad for me to take it easy on you? Wouldn't you want me to treat everybody the same?
No, you were exceptionally hard on me.
No. I would have done the same thing to Hayden. And I would have done the same thing to any. I would have done the same thing to my
not
children.
Not to Connor. No, yes. Yeah, you would have.
Oh, well, Connor should be worse. He'd be worse to Connor.
Yes.
He would definitely be worse.
Let's start again. Where are we starting this podcast from? Right now. We just had an incredibly successful third annual Cam Hayward.
You have control issues. I'm starting to realize that. You're out of control. Let's talk about this softball game and what we saw today. Who had a great night?
Kenny Pickett.
Oh, surprise, surprise. Give us a name that you were surprised by.
Kenny hit two home runs, which was lovely.
Yes.
Connor played really hard.
It's Highsmith. Highsmith to me was the MVP.
No.
Never got out, 4-for-4, hit two home runs, and hit a grand slam.
Yes, but that wasn't surprising. Cam asked who was surprising.
Okay,
Connor played so hard.
How bad was Connor last year?
Connor wasn't as into it last year. Connor like played hard this year.
Well, he had a diving catch, sliding catch.
And multiple,
opposite field home run, too. He crushed
and, like,
that
ball. Trying to race out a seeing eye single, to first base.
I'll say the most surprising performance tonight was Pat Freiermuth.
Oh, stop.
For sure.
I
told him
No, see, there you go feeling sorry for certain people.
I'm not feeling sorry for
Treat them all the same. This is what we deal with the media. They choose their favorites, And then they're like, oh, we shouldn't feel bad. We got to feel bad for this person. You know, okay. Let's treat everybody the same.
Pat brought good effort. Yes. Pat did not acquit himself particularly well at the
fielding
play.
Issue. No, the fielding was terrible.
Well, I don't understand why you let him play first base.
It wasn't my decision.
Why did they let Cam play first base?
Because I was way better than him.
I mean, but you just didn't look comfortable
wait,
at first base.
No, did you see the glove they gave me? I couldn't even put it over my
Look at
my
Cam
hair.
Hayward making excuses.
Excuses.
I didn't make excuses. Did I have any errors?
No. But you were exactly. Over four. You were 0-4.
Let's keep it quiet then.
You were 0-4.
I was not 0-4. Don't do that.
Yes.
Poor Cam Hayward, right? Cam's looking at me. I'm not. It's Hayden.
Did you hit a ball to the outfield?
I did.
Did you? Was it?
Yes.
I don't think so.
The last one was.
I don't think so.
Why okay, so Cam, lying? I got yelled at by See, the crowd today. My God,
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So
yes.
We've got to
You're bragging
the
about hitting a ball to the
that.
Outfield.
Yes.
You're bragging about hitting a ball to the outfield.
Okay, so I tried to have some fun with Cam, which I've had fun with Cam for a good 10 years, right? Like, we have a good enough relationship that we can tease each other.
Yes.
At this point. Right. And some guy in the stands yelled at me and said, Aditi, this is why nobody in Pittsburgh likes you.
Ooh.
Wow.
So that brings up a good question. How do you feel about the media as a whole towards sports?
How much time do we have? I thought this is like a 10-minute
Tables are turned. We just took... Go ahead.
Well, I think the world has changed, right? I've been in the sports media world for a very long time. No, it has.
Yeah.
I think it really, really, truly has. I think even our relationship, 10 years we've known each other at this point, right?
Right.
When were you drafted, Cam?
2011.
Oh, so you actually preceded me in the city of Pittsburgh.
Yes, I do. I preceded a lot of people in that facility right now.
Yeah,
Cam, does it bother you to see white hairs in your beard?
No. Does it bother you that I have white hairs in my beard?
No. Do you ever consider coloring them?
No. No.
Did your wife ask you to color them?
I bet you would have been higher than 9th on the defensive tackles list if you took the gray out of your beard.
Does that bother you?
Oh, does it bother
you? You know what
me?
Really bothers me about it? Is the fact that when you look at the rankings from the ESPN power rankings, right?
Right.
And there's other players getting congratulated because they had nobody around them, right?
Sure.
And so they'll say, oh, he doesn't have a quarterback. Oh, he doesn't have that. Then why are my stats held against me because of my age? Because I supposedly had a decline, but I had better stats than them.
Okay, so Cam, let's just do this, though. We all respect people in our industry who we feel like, okay, this is someone who works, this is someone who makes the effort. Who in the game do you actually feel like I have respect for that guy?
There's guys I have respect for. Quinnen Williams, I definitely thought he had a great year.
You've had sustained success for a decade. So, I'm talking about like a player.
So AD, like, right?
Of course.
I always give him credit.
Okay.
Why is AD given a pass when he got hurt? And when I got hurt, I fell out of the rotation, right? Consistency matters.
Right.
Why when one guy has double digit and then doesn't have it either way, why is he so hot?
Because of the market. Every single media market, as somebody who travels all 32 markets.
See, but that's an excuse.
Markets.
That's the excuse for the media. If you're doing your homework and you're saying you're... Good.
If you're doing your homework...
Yes, and not being clickbait, like some people like to be, because they just like to throw out rankings that they don't know what's going on, who know what a 3-4-N is, who know what a 4-3-D tackle is, it's ridiculous because some of these guys don't even play that position. And it's funny when you hear them talk because then they'll ask an exec and you're like, who's this exec coming up with this? Put a name to it. At least say he's in the AFC North so I can beat up on the AFC North. Like,
which you're
sign
motivated
your
to do anyway.
Right. Like, sign your work. That's all I'm saying. If you, don't give me the anonymous crap. Like, that's overrated.
All right. But who else do you respect? Who else do you really like?
I like Jonathan Allen.
Okay.
I do. I think when you look at what he's done, I like his body of work. And he plays a good amount of snaps, and he plays run and pass.
Okay, who do you hate playing?
Who do I hate playing?
Who are you just like, I don't want to see this guy opposite me?
He will not admit that if it's even there is anybody. There is no he
okay.
won't.
Okay, who's a great challenge to play?
I think when you look at a team like KC, right? the thing that KC does that makes them so difficult to beat is they score in bunches. And you can be up on a team like that, but they always have a fighting chance of getting out of that.
You were like that. Hmm? When you had AB and Le'Veon and Haley was your coordinator, you were that team. Like, you could score match, in a minute.
The defense wasn't as good as it is today.
Don't tell him that.
It's just the facts.
I think the facts.
It's the facts.
I mean, it's true.
It is. It's true.
I think we had our lumps, but we weren't a complete team on offense and defense. Because even when you look at those offensive teams we had, I thought we had all the talent in the world. We would always come back to, oh, this wasn't done right. What they would give Todd Haley a bunch of crap because, oh, we couldn't convert third and ones. And it was.
Because you were going for third and long on a very regular basis.
No. Okay.
I mean, you were going for third. You were on third and one and you'd throw the ball deep.
Yes. And so there was things like that. And then on the defensive side of the ball, we were still growing. TJ came later in that group. You had me, Shea, Tuitt, Bud. And I think we had a guy like Will Gay who was teaching a lot of guys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love P.S.
Will Gay is that dude.
Yes.
Will Gay is one of the most underrated, smart.
Tremendous human beings.
Yes.
Who has suffered in many, many ways and made sure that he has taken his platform.
Yes.
To do some good.
You talking about a guy like Ike Taylor raising Will Gay, and then you seeing that baton passed off and him just teaching others. I thought that
and
was
that, huge. You know what? That's such a great story. Hayden, I don't know if you know this, but Will Gay's mother was actually killed by her spouse partner.
Wow.
And so Will Gay was very, very passionate about domestic violence. Mm-hmm. And at that time when Will was playing, there was a month that was dedicated to breast cancer.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And Will used to buy Minnesota Vikings cleats because the color against domestic violence was purple. And he would be fined by the NFL because he wasn't wearing accredited cleats. And Ike Taylor said, if he wears those cleats and the National Football League fines him, I will pay that fine.
We struggled with that for a while.
And this is what, like, this is what I love about football teams.
Mm-hmm.
When there is that brotherhood, when there is that camaraderie, and when there is that I have your back for something that matters to you.
Yeah. Thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you to Didi for coming on. And we'll see you next time.
You want to answer my Thank husband's you. Phone call?
Answered on air. Answered on air. Wow.